Hello, you're looking at what I am calling Scobot 1. This was kind of the first painting. I guess I'll call it a painting, even though in here there's there's definitely paint, but there's also ink and there's ballpoint pen and it's mostly gesso. And I don't even know how many layers are on this thing. So I guess, for lack of a better term, we'll call it painting. Even though most of the work was actually just done with pen. In any event, this was kind of the first one that I had kind of done that was like, wow, okay. I'm not quite sure how I did this, but this actually came out pretty good. So I was pretty pleased with it, actually. It's probably will be one of my sentimental favorites. Because it was definitely kind of the beginning of discovering kind of a new sort of way for me personally of creating this stuff. And I thought, well, this was kind of the watershed breakthrough moment. So this is Scobot 1. Scobot 2 and 3, these subsequent ones, were basically me trying to figure out how I did this one. Because this one happened so fast. I think this took me about a day and a half. And I had really no intention. I had no idea really what I was doing. So that's why there's not a lot of pictures of my process when I was doing it, because I didn't know I was going to be making anything I was going to like. And I was just putting different layers and washes and sanding the stuff, knowing that I can always just get rid of anything I don't like, and just keep adding layers and layers to it. And, when I was working on this, got to a point where I was like, man, okay, so what am I going to do with this? This is before I had put this kind of balloon, kind of a balloon animal character sort of thing on here. So I was trying to figure out what to do with the piece, and I started to look through my doodles to just see like, okay, well, you know, on the Scobot primitive, painting, I had actually taken one of my doodles and held it in my hand and then tried to like paint it just by looking at it. And I thought, man, you know, what if I projected one of my doodles onto this, like, yeah, big breakthrough. What if I projected one of my doodles onto this painting, you know? So, I grabbed a really crappy little digital camera, took a picture of the doodle on a black background, put it into the little projector, the little Pico projector, and projected it up, and lo and behold, it was like, oh man, okay, this could be actually pretty cool. Originally, as you'll see down in the gallery, I thought, well, maybe I will just actually print out copies of the doodle, and I will just apply them collage style to this background. And so I had made all these copies and started to cut them out, and I was like, oh man, they're pretty small when I hold it up next to this big painting. And that's what I got the idea of projecting it and kind of blowing it up. And what I did was I actually just kind of held, since I had multiple of these designs cut out, I kind of just held them in my hand and kind of moved them closer to my eye and away from my eye until I kind of got where I thought the size was going to be. And then I tried to match up the projection to what I was doing. So there's three of these kind of balloon characters in here. And they kind of all overlap. And I purposely decided not to do any like shading on it, because I actually really kind of liked how it was looking with this kind of flat sort of look. And the big challenge was trying to keep that sketchy look from the original doodle, which I really liked. So if you're following along in the gallery, down below, you'll see the first picture there is the original doodle. And then the next picture is kind of a little close-up. You can see kind of the line work and whatnot. The Pico projector was not really bright enough to get all the detail out, so I had to kind of some things I kind of missed, and other things I kind of changed a little bit, and but really I just tried to keep my hand moving when I was drawing in. Basically I based in the background with white, well, not the background, but where the character is, you know, put white down. And then I think I used black pencil, you know, kind of, it's real sketchy, just fast, just keep moving, just keep moving, just keep moving, put stuff down. And I was like, man, well, what if I used pen? So then I just went with the pen and I was like, oh man, what if I used this thicker, big ballpoint pen? Okay, well, this actually works. Okay, this actually looks kind of cool. I actually like this. So it ended up being kind of a big doodle on there. Anyway, the next gallery picture, there's one of the cutouts. You can see, I thought, well, that was a failed, you know, but it got me to the point of using the projector. So it wasn't a bad idea if it got me there. And then the other pictures are just kind of some close-ups of the painting, which aren't real close-ups, actually. You get a couple close-ups, but so you can kind of see details. So at some point, I'll try and figure out how to actually have a maybe a Java code or something where you can actually zoom in on some of this stuff. But anyway, so that was scope. That is Scobot 1. I might get it framed at some point so I can actually put it up. You can kind of see in the big picture, it's like it's curved. Even though I had stapled it down, not thinking, you know, just really not really thinking much further than what I was doing at the moment. So I'd stapled it down, and the board really just kind of warped all to heck. So that's why in the picture, the main picture of it, it's got kind of this, looks like it's, I don't know, it looks like a flag. But that is because it's the board is kind of warped there. I think it can be pressed out, or if it's put into a frame, I think we can get it to behave. It's very flexible. But anyway, so that's why it kind of looks kind of weird. Like, what is that painted on? But anyway, yes, I was very I was very happy with how this came out, and you know, it's definitely got you know, my hand in there. It's definitely hand drawn, so there's lots of like goofy kind of like, oh, that's kind of a weird line there. But I tried to just kind of go with it and keep the energy to it. My biggest debate was, okay, do I sign this? Do I sign the, you know, what's the proper thing about signing the work? So I decided, well, I will put my name on it, and I'll just try and put it kind of small. So, so yeah, so it's actually signed. Anyway, thanks for checking out this piece. Hope you liked it. All right, bye.